Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen, already into the second hour of this Wednesday, 22nd day of July, 2009. Wide open phones throughout the broadcast. Gerald Celente on with us in the fourth hour today. Let's continue with your phone calls. Let's talk to Charlie in New York. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Good, Charlie.
I just wanted to say good job with everything you do, getting all the news out. Obviously, you know what's going on. But you asked before what we thought there was going to be, some kind of an attack. I believe, so do a lot of my other friends, that it's going to be a type of bio attack of some sort. Obviously, you know, the vaccine is EU stockpile 666 and U.S. biodefense stockpile 666. I don't know if you heard.
Yeah, we posted that yesterday. In fact, guys, print that for me again when you get a chance. And I went and looked. It really is called stockpile 666. And even the Times of London today has a top epidemiologist admitting that there's no point in even taking what they've made. It's nothing close to even what the virus is, and the virus isn't even killing people. What is this giant buildup for?
It's pretty intense. I mean, the sheep are going to go along with it. I think I don't know. Everyone says there's hope. I don't know if there's hope because all the people I talk to get that glazed look in their eye. I mentioned 9/11 truth on the 4th of July at our friend's barbecue, and someone wanted to fight me over it. They wanted to fist fight me. So, you know, the sheep are so, like, just brainwashed. I don't know what to do next. You know, I try and talk to people about this stuff, but it seems like there's going to be some kind of a massive attack, and then they're going to go ahead and implement more control. You know, my friends are in agreement. I don't know. I also wanted to ask if you could just blurt out how I can go about, and if it's a good idea, the militia, like local militia, is that, you know, for New York, or would you suggest, you know, just in case of some type of a, you know, we need to get together when it happens, when it goes down, which I believe it's gonna, because I don't think there's gonna be some type of a mass awakening where everybody gets up, holds hands, and walks in, and is like, oh, you know, peace, and they're gonna give up, they're gonna give up their power. I don't think they're gonna be so happy to give up their power. It's gonna take bloodshed. It's gonna take, you know, tyranny isn't gonna end without, you know, the blood of patriots. You know what I'm saying? So.
Well, that's what Thomas Jefferson said, but he's listed as a terrorist by the federal government. Now, who do you think the bad guys are? Thomas Jefferson or the globalists saying the founders were bad, which they do. I have it on video in my film Road to Tyranny with FEMA teaching police, firemen, and sheriff's deputies that in Kansas City. Thanks for the call. Join a militia at your own risk, I'll tell you that. And I'm for the militia. It's constitutional, 18 to 45. I think it's wonderful. It's constitutional. It's just civil defense. It's the posse. How would a sheriff in a county call out the men? Because it was the posse. And they don't want the citizens involved in government. That's why the federal report put out, the DHS report said, watch people that want to work with law enforcement. Watch people that want to work with community groups and say they want to support police but are anti-Federal Reserve. See, they don't want us to be friends. They don't want us as good Americans to work together and stop this offshore takeover. Any militia is good that isn't running around secretively telling you look out and telling you hide this pipe bomb. It's a Fed, guaranteed. You go to a militia meeting and the leader or one of the other leaders says, let's build pipe bombs, don't tell anybody, let's be secretive. They're Feds. It's a setup. It's a trap. Guaranteed. But if it's a shooting club or a military historical society and you also train for civil defense to defend yourself and your families, see, above board, out in the open. But the Feds go out and set up these nets and even set up militia groups to then get people in and burn them. I mean, the Feds found the groups so they can then hype it up in the media and demonize it.
aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com. and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Calls every day on and off air, emails. People ask me on the street, Alex, do we join a militia? If so, what do we join? And the answer to that is you are in the militia. Under the U.S. Code, what is it, 18 to 44, 18 to 45? Some state codes say 18 to 49. How do you think sheriffs would call out the posse? They'd come knock on doors and say, you, you, and you, come with me. That's the power of the county, of the state, enshrined in the office of the governor or the sheriff or the president during time of declared war or natural disaster. We've got the river about to flood, about to break the dam, kill everybody in the town. You, you, and you, all of you, come with me. Grab sandbags. Grab shovels. We got to dig and cut a fire break. The fire is coming. It's 10 miles away at Eagle Pass. At this rate, it'll be here in 2 hours. Come on, let's go. Let's save our houses. That's what it's all about. So the globalists are master tacticians, thinking 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 moves ahead. And so they knew there'd be a movement by the states, by the counties, by the cities, with the militias. And they saw states in 92, 93, 94, 95 passing laws against federalization and internationalization, saying from Colorado to California to Oklahoma, we're not going to have UN troops here. We're not going to have gun bans here. We're not going to have socialized health care here. The federal government's outside its purview. It's too big. And so the feds went in and created all over the nation their own militias. They would have an FBI agent or an FBI informant or BATF or ADL or Southern Poverty Law on record, which this is all came out in the news. They would advertise and set up a militia. And they would go to biker clubs, the bad ones. And they would find meth dealers, gun runners, because that's who they wanted to make their militias up out of. So that when they busted them, they could connect it to drugs and guns. This is on record with the Viper Militia and countless others. With the Ku Klux Klan group, they set up as a militia in the late 90s in Dallas-Fort Worth. That was Bum Steer Award in Texas Monthly. Many examples. But I cover those in my film, Police State 2, The Takeover. And so if you're involved, say, in fighting for land rights or borders or Second Amendment or against federal takeovers, or NAPA superhighways, and you go to a city council, there'll be a guy there in khakis or in camo, and he'll say, hey, man, come on, let's go get dinner. And you'll go, and there'll be a couple other guys, and all five guys at the table will be cops. And they'll say, you ever get mad? You ever think about just bombing some cops? You ever think about going after the governor? You ever think about going after the president? And you're like, no, I want to be peaceful. You know, we're just involved in our First Amendment. And they'll hang out with you for months. They'll even try to get you out and get you drinking. Or they'll say, hey, go to the deer camp. Go hunting with us. And they'll catch you in the morning while you're brewing coffee and walk up and say, don't you ever just get mad, want to do something violent? And you'll be like, yeah, I do sometimes. Folks, they're going to arrest you. They're going to put pipe bombs on you. You're going to the federal pen. Your life's over. And those guys love it. They're just bagging a slave. They're hardcore criminals. Most of them deal drugs on the side. They just want to become a supervisor. They just want to move up. And you're a trophy to them. They weren't hunting deer when they set you up. They were hunting man. Most of them had 2-3 divorces. They got 2-3 sets of kids to pay for. That's why they get into drug dealing and other things. And they're crooks. They're mafia. And they hate this country with a passion. They're psychopaths. I've seen them. I've met them. They're really scary people. Most of them have committed murders. They are not to be messed with. So understand that. Most of the specialists they have in those units are drug dealing murderers. A lot of them are cop killers. A lot of them are people they use to grease cops that don't play ball. The feds actually headhunt out of departments the specialists they got in departments for killing cops. And this is just a fact. We've tracked them. We know some of their names. We know who kills cops in association with Oklahoma, Waco, 9/11. They get off on it. They like to torture people. So, you get in with a group. I mean, if you and your cousins and your neighbors want to go shooting and get better at shooting and learn defensive tactics for your home and even offensive long-range shooting, that's great. That's part of your heritage. And there are a lot of groups, you know, the real militias call themselves military history clubs. It's all guys that know each other, and you're not going to be invited to join if they don't know you. That's the kind of group you need to form. You need to form it because you know, what did Jesus do? He didn't take on disciples that wanted to join him. He'd walk down the beach and say, come with me. You've got to go out and find the people you're going to work with. You don't take who comes to you. That's a good recruitment system. You know, don't call us, we'll call you. That's how it works. And so you have a hunger. I mean, if it's just a power trip to dress up in camo and get all freaked out and drive around in cars at night and bury guns and, you know, play Rambo, you should be doing 90% of your militia operations should be at city councils and state houses and handing out DVDs and learning to command, learning to speak, learning to convince, learning to get up and to have leadership skills. 10% should be quietly preparing to defend yourself and your family. And defensively to get out of the cities and to mutually protect each other. Your number one job should not be having to mow down a bunch of cops at a checkpoint. That should be the last thing you want to be forced to do. But they're trying to load you in the flatbacks to take you to FEMA camps for God knows what. Your job is to reach out to those cops and to those National Guard and regular Army Brigade people from Homeland Security before you have to face them at that checkpoint, before they take your kids away from you, and before you go, all right, this is it. I did everything I could. Rock and roll! And then it's on. Then there's no turning back. I did everything I could. Just like when some bully walks up and you say, look, mister, I don't want to fight with you. And they take that as fear, and they go ahead and knock you upside the head, and then everything changes. Then you just go, that's it, I'm opening up a can of whoop-ass. I'm going to beat the living snot out of you. Get ready for me to knock you down and stomp your guts out, punk. And it's that same attitude. Once you open it up, there ain't no turning back. Once you're committed. And I'm committed to do this peacefully. You know, I see myself as a political person, as someone speaking out, as someone, you know, that's my job. I'm not sitting there oiling and petting my guns. I'm defending the right for everybody to keep and bear and own them, that inalienable innate right. So my guns are half rusty in the two big gun safes I've got. I need to get them out. It was 10 months ago. The last time I had a chance to shoot. So, yes, be prepared. Have a boogie pack, have maps, things like that. Think about different scenarios. But I see these guys who run around in camo and go to city council in camo. I'm wearing camouflage right now. I'm wearing a black T-shirt and blue jeans and a pair of tennis shoes. That's urban warfare camo. That's guerrilla camo. We're not in Southeast Asia wearing green camouflage. You want camouflage? Try wearing a suit and tie. Oh, that's camouflage. And so everything I do is about trying to wake up the military and police so that they don't get used by the globalists. The globalists want a giant bloodbath. They want carnage. They want it. We've got to do everything we can to stop it. And police have got to be told, there are a lot of people aren't going to let you at checkpoints take them to jail or take their kids like you've been training to do. And let me just tell you something. The first year of operations where they try to tell police and military to set up checkpoints aren't going to be pretty. I will assure you, that's why they've caught the National Guard and Homeland Security doing drills of militias attacking Homeland Security checkpoints, because it's going to happen. It's going to happen. And you're going to die, a lot of you. And I'm not thrilled about that. There's no macho level of me wants to see a bunch of dead people and pools of blood laying all over the road while the New World Order smiles from ear to ear, knowing they've set it off. So all the torture and killing and crap can begin, and helicopters nerve gassing people, and all the surveillance and all the foreign mercs and the rest of it, and the torture teams and all the stuff they've done in Iraq going on here. They want to gut this country once and for all. Because they can't get their socialized health care and their gun control and their open borders through without tearing everything up. So I'm going to tell the military and police and everybody and militias and everybody else something. You better do everything you can for peace. And you better hope it doesn't go to physical war. We better all realize we're all in the same boat together. And they plan on having us kill each other. And that's the last thing we want to do.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette, and even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum. You've tried the patch. You've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60 to 75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's premium, the letter E, cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You worry. If you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Set up checkpoints and round people up at them. People are just going to say, look, that's it. The guns come out. And I guess freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. And nothing if we ain't free. But we need to avoid that at all costs. But at the same time, we can't go to forced labor camps, to FEMA camps, like Michael Savage was saying. They do plan to arrest us and round us up. And they did plan to ban the First Amendment. They passed that through the House. I guess that's the one big thing they have gotten passed. Looks like the Senate's going to vote on it. I've got popping back in Ted Pike tomorrow, Reverend. Let's go back to your calls here. Who's up next? Kenny in Virginia?
Yeah.
Kenny, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, I want to bring attention to the 27th of July that's coming up. It fits in with everything you're saying. I'm here in Virginia, and last night they just closed 18 rest areas temporarily, which would make excellent checkpoints. I'm actually from Ohio. My congressman up there, Jim Traffic, has been in prison for 8 years for speaking his mind on the House.
Or they could be doing something like painting stripes at the rest areas.
No. It's for the budget reasons. The state has shut them down to save $9 million. They can't afford to operate them for the next few months or weeks. It's like a big issue up here.
Yeah, what they're doing is they start shutting down national parks and rest areas to create the illusion they're out of money, so people will then pay the higher taxes. When $23.7 trillion went to foreign banks, that's double the money, and $5 billion extra. That's double the money, $9.5 trillion, according to Bloomberg, would have paid off all mortgages in the country, not just the ones in trouble, but double that and $5 billion extra. Double that, and they're lending less. So this is just an absolute financial coup d'etat. They're stealing money even faster than I thought. But see, now the states are going to go bankrupt to the feds, and everything's going to go bankrupt, and only the bankers will be there flush with the tens of trillions. Go ahead.
Do you think this is going to go next Monday? As far as, do you think it's true that there's going to be foreign troops on our soil?
What are you talking
Monday?
About the 27th? I mean, is somebody putting up
the big FEMA exercise, the big what do they call it? An exercise they're going to be doing from July
27th. You're talking about the national level exercise, yeah.
Exactly. What do you think that's going to be? That's the FEMA. That's their exercise they're going to be doing next week. And it's kind of strange that it's going to end on the 31st. I have a vision or a belief that Rex 84 is going to come into effect after next week. I think Obama's going to get everything he wants. I think they're just going to, when the Congress is in recess, I just kind of think they're going to shut the government down next week after this big three-day. See, I was a trucker for 20 years, so I understand three-day exercises by the federal government. They're going to be in every rest area, checking every truck, anybody going up the road. It's just like a DUI checkpoint they do already.
Oh, I know about that. No, from California to Tennessee, the regular army shows up and just shuts the highway down, and they got police dogs out there searching, and the governor in Tennessee said, don't do it. And they said, you know what, sit down and shut up, punk. And that was in the newspaper. I had a state rep on. They just said, no, we're going to do it. We don't care what the governor says. So, you know what's scary about what you're saying is that we have to entertain what you're saying because things are so out of control. It was last October that the House and Senate were threatened with martial law. We broke that here. We had congressmen on the show to talk about it. People laughed at us. And then now it's been back in the news the last 2 weeks, but the news has been saying, oh, it was good that we almost had martial law. And former Treasury Secretary Paulson gave a speech in his hearing last week admitting that it was for our own good. And so, yes, they are certainly getting everybody ready for that. And they are having the NLE 2009 with FEMA, 35 federal agencies, and 14 foreign countries. This is on FEMA's website. Just Google National Level Exercise 2009. You'll be at FEMA.gov. And so you're saying, will there be foreign troops out? Yes, in select locales. And what they do is they have local cops come over, pull the citizens over. Then the federal troops come over. And then they even let the foreign troops kind of have a little fun with the slaves. But it's the same thing in England. BBC reports Ukrainian troops are setting up checkpoints in Scotland, slapping around the slaves. And it'll certainly be a good drill teaching us how to have our families broken up and how to be put in different trucks and how to have the feds take over and how to tell governors to sit down and shut up. But who knows if it'll be the big one.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him. They can see that he's just a fool, and he never gives an answer. But the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round. Well on the way, head in a cloud, the man of a thousand voices talking perfectly loud. But nobody ever hears him or the sound he appears to make. And he never seems to notice, but the fool on the hill sees the sun.
Ladies and gentlemen, more of your calls coming up at 1-800-259-9231. Man, that's why I love taking calls. Each one of these callers brings up another huge issue. I mean, I've been reporting for 3-4 months about National Level Exercise 09, NLE 09, openly drilling for martial law, openly drilling with 14 different nations. Four of them are physically going to have troops on the ground in the U.S., according to FEMA. And FEMA always lies. I'm sure there'll be more than that. And I've been to other top-off drills, and that's what these were called previously. And they had one in Denver in 2000. and they practice putting the local citizens in the sports stadium. People always ask, where's the FEMA camp? It's the local sports stadium is designated. The local shopping mall is designated. And that's just on record. But then they have the other military bases and the other facilities. And we told you how they would sell the camps, how they would advertise as a humanitarian aid center and where you want to go and mobile government vans and for medical care and how. But you've got to be frisked when you go in the camp and the men live in one area and the women the other and the children another. And then CPS goes ahead and takes your kids because you can't be destitute and living in a camp. And now it's happening in Hawaii and New York and Michigan and Florida, because it's been done over and over again. By the way, I've got three separate news articles from AP, Fox News, and the New York Post. Fox News, Dr. Mark Siegel on rationing care. We're going to play this clip later. In a way, it's a form of eugenics, he says. And he is going to leave the American Medical Association. And that's what it is. That's what the bioethicist boards are. And I've talked to bioethicist doctors. I was talking to a bioethicist doctor this weekend about bioethics. And he said, no, I've even worked in bioethics and been on some of the boards, but never really realized you were right. And he said he'd seen Endgame. Went and did some research off of Endgame and found out the bioethicist movement was set up in the 50s after the eugenicist had been exposed. Because the board decides if you live. They decide if you get a liver. They decide if you get a kidney. They decide, and what does Tom Daschle say in his book? You're above 60, you don't get an eye surgery. You know, it's not Republicans saying this about rationing care. This is not some political made-up football that they're batting around. This is real. That's coming up. I want to get into Walter Cronkite clip that I've been meaning to play. Well, I was out of town when he died, but I've been meaning to play it yesterday. So we're going to play that and then continue blitzing through your phone calls through this hour and the next. And then Gerald Celente joins us in the fourth hour today. Always informative and boy, I have a lot of important questions for him. But before I do that, I wanted to go over a few of the sponsors that make today's transmission possible. And I only take sponsors that I firmly believe in and that I believe are the best in the business. And the food company we endorse and promote is the place I got my storable foods two separate times. Because I got some earlier, and they had MSG in them, or it was mainly soybean filler, or it was GMO. Well, a lot higher quality, no GMO, no monosodium glutamate in this stuff. And it's all packaged monthly at their own factory, all grown in the United States, non-GMO, non-hybrid, but they're bananas. Those are grown, I think, in Guatemala, and they're the organic type as well, but that is not grown in the U.S., only thing that isn't. So efoodsdirect.com, the letter E, foodsdirect.com. In these crazy times, it's insane to not have storable foods. It's insane to not be prepared. EFoodsDirect.com or 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633. EFoodsDirect.com has a lot of free videos and clips to show you the food, the quality. Steve Shank up there talking. Really great info. Call and get a free brochure. 1-800-409-5633 or EFoodsDirect.com. And then lastly, Home Game. I want to tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address. You'll get a free estimate of your home's value. It is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. There is a new feature called Street View, where you can look at the house at street level and take a virtual walk through the neighborhood you're interested in. You've got to see it for yourself to believe it. And again, it's all absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their home sale maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home sale value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Now is time to not mess around with your largest asset. Find a quality realtor at HomeGain.com. Visit their link at InfoWars.com and look for Max, the little orange Home Gain gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You will love this site, HomeGain.com, HomeGain.com. Okay, and then lastly, I just want to encourage everybody to visit InfoWars.com and the secure online video bookstore shopping cart. We're adding new books, new T-shirts, new films, basically the best stuff out there I see or hear or read, the creme de la creme. It is all available. All available at InfoWars.com. On the online video bookstore, you can also call toll-free 888-253-3139. They can tell you all the combos, all the specials, all the best deals. We've got, okay, Aaron Russo documentary I made, the expanded interview. I never released the whole thing, and my own up-to-date info, about 10 minutes of me in the film, and some documents and other clips. It's a really well done. People requested it. It's free. Free at InfoWars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Free when you get The Obama Deception, or free when you get Endgame. A bunch of different specials, a bunch of different, I don't know, we got like, I haven't counted, 30, 40, 50 different specials, I don't know, combo deals, just to get the DVDs, the books, the materials out, make copies of them, get them out to everybody, and I love Aaron, he was a great guy. He died shortly after cancer, it's his last videotaped interview. 888-253-3139, you can also write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Okay, that said, I played a clip earlier of Hillary Clinton last hour thanking Walter Cronkite for all his work for world government. And Walter Cronkite stands up and says, yes, only a world government will save us and bring world peace and the rest of it. But meanwhile, the proponents of world government are a bunch of murdering eugenicists. They want to have world governments so they can orderly exterminate us. I've told you that for a decade since I read the Biological Diversity Assessment in 96, so I guess more than a decade. I found that in 97. State Department Memorandum 200, I read that in 96, declassified in 92. And the hundreds of other documents, we sourced them all in Endgame. Now we have the White House science czar writing an 1,100-page death treatise where he talks about a world government, the CPS, to take everyone's children at birth, sterilizes, poison the water and food. I mean, this is a murder game. And I just played that clip. Well, here he is making jokes about being at the right hand of Satan. And after we're done with that, I want to play a little vignette, John, you put together with Cronkite saying the same thing. Here it is.
Well, join me. I'm glad to sit here at the right hand of Satan. Let us hear the peal of a new international liberty bell that calls us all to the creation of a system of enforceable world law in which the universal desire for peace can place its hopes and its prayers. Thank you.
We would like to bring you a message from the First Lady.
Let's start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning.
I want everybody to listen to me very carefully.
Perhaps you had better start from
the beginning. They do plan on killing each and every one of us.
Too many kids are what's making the planet worse.
A lot of these kids come from bad gene pools. They don't have stable parents making good decisions.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Fluoride in water is supposed to fight tooth decay, but could it also cause cancer?
Turns out the government had the right under U.S. law to conduct secret testing on the American public under specific conditions.
We have to work the dark side, or we have to spend time in the shadows.
Any attempt to achieve world order must be the work of the devil. Well, join me. I'm glad to sit here at the right hand of Satan.
There's a need for a new world order. Someday, in the next few years, a solution will emerge.
We are now entering the new world order. We are now in the zone of the triangulated fire of state crises. Many of you are doubting me now, but down the road, you'll remember what I said. And then, you will activate, you will resist, you will defend the species. There's only a lot. you live forever through the species. You can physically fall, and it doesn't matter. But the species is overtaken and damaged by these people. We all fall. You know in your gut and your DNA I'm right. And I say, arise, humanity! Arise, the tyranny! Activate the survival mechanism! Resist the enemy! Break your conditioning! Stand up against the globalists! Don't let them control the future and dominate human society. Don't let them control your destiny. Let's go to your phone calls here. Let's go to Dave in New York. You're on the air, Dave.
Hey, Alex. Nice to
talk
to
you. Nice to talk to you, Dave.
I heard on a show last week that part of the GPSing through the census people taking is part of the cap and trade and carbon tax. They're going to track you in your car from your home port, and they're going to bill you calculate your tax credits from your mileage. So
yeah.
I guess the intention was to get all these GPSs in the car. I wouldn't be surprised if before I wanted to make it a law to put it even in your older
car. No, mileage. That's why the OnStar and the other companies are all GPS triangulated or GPS trackers, all cell phones by law in the 1996 Telecommunications Act that put in all the snoo pubs by October 1st, 2001, had to be satellite coordinate track. They're not GPS themselves, but the cell towers are, and the actual patents are in. They're going to tax you mile to mile by your cell phone. And I remember when I first got on air 14 years ago, I was sent all these publications by local engineers about the federal plan to tax us by the mile. Then 10 years ago, England and Germany started putting it in. And then now the feds have announced, his transportation secretary said, this is the next phase. And then when we say we don't want it, they laugh and say it doesn't exist. But now it's all over the news. It's going to cost $165 to travel from Austin to Dallas and back. That's the Fed's own numbers. There's no level of raping they're not going to give us. And it's all going to go to bankers. And if you don't like it, paramilitary forces are going to gun you down. You try not paying the tracker tax, the cops are going to pull you over. And if you resist, they're going to murder you. And see, when I make the point that we're living in tyranny, is that not tyranny, Bubba?
And as the economy declines, it's going to get worse and worse because they're going to need the tax revenue even more severely and more severely.
Well, it's about breaking your back. It's about driving you into submission.
Right. And we have to be kept in a perpetual state of anxiety. I mean, they learned that from advertising. Advertising keeps us in a perpetual state of anxiety. Therefore, if you weren't anxious about something you see on a commercial on TV, you wouldn't buy it. So, I mean, they know that technique. They have to keep us in a perpetual state of anxiety and this psyop.
Yeah, and they don't need the money. They don't need the money. More than half the federal money goes to interest on the debt, and that was last year's number. Now with $23.7 trillion in 10 months, everything's going to go to the debt. It's like a third world country. And they're going to squeeze everything out of you, and then they're going to bankrupt you and then say, we'll give you money and welfare, but you got to get your tubes tied.
After you start,
everything will be overseen by the control freak, degenerate eugenics. Everything. Total bondage, total rulership. Your kids will be in black uniforms. You'll have to kiss your college kids' butts when they come home with their arm patches on. It's already happening. I'm already getting reports from parents, their kids in red and black uniforms with city year coming home and bossing them around. All these do-nothings on power trips. This is hell. They've done this before. This is a government of hell.
I'm with you, Alex. We love you here in New York, and keep up the good work. We'll keep up our end.
God bless you, sir. We love you, too, there, my friend. Good to hear from you, Dave. I was saying, I'm afraid, Dave, from the HAL 9000 2001 Space Odyssey. I'm afraid, Dave. I'm afraid. All right. We'll take you out a little bit of music here in the Court of the Crimson King, and then we will come back and go to Brian, George, Steve, and others. I'm Alex Jones. Get fired up, get mad, and beat these Soviets, or sure enough, they're going to have their way with you in the gulags. It's what they do.
chains of prison moons are shattered by the sun. I walk a road, horizons change, the tournament's begun. The purple piper plays his tune, the choir softly sing. Lullabies in an ancient tongue for the court of the crimson.
All the preparation was just the beginning. Everything you've seen, they laboriously worked to have their way with the American people, as they did in Germany and Russia and China and Cuba and Cambodia. Now the control freaks will have their great blood feast.
The keeper of the city keys put shutters.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
I'm afraid that Dave, my mind is going. I can feel it.
You can, New World Order, just like you're turning off our society, turning off our energy sources. You get us in your compact cities, get us all dependent on your fiat currency debt system, and you pull the rug out from under us. I mean, the level of stealing, double the GDP in 10 months. Double the GDP in, what, 9.5 months, if you want to get exact. I don't know, what's mid-October to late July? October, November, December, January, February, March, April, May, June, July. Yeah, 9.5 months. 9.5 months, and they've stolen the GDP of the United States two times over. And then I've got clip after 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 clip of the Congress saying, where's the money? And they say, will you tell us? And they go, no. Will you tell us about the trillions of offshore banks? No. Because they are the criminals. It's a big joke to them. Let's go ahead and talk to Brian in Texas. Brian, you're on the air.
Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, listen, I've got a complaint. Hear me out before you blast me. I want to come at you from a media info war type of perspective. What I see on the ground, and when I say on the ground, I know you're in the trenches, but I see anecdotal evidence of my kids' friends saying, oh, yeah, my dad listens to Alex Jones, and I see that the very people that you despise or sometimes insult with terrible language, I see these people coming on board. And I think a typical moment is Rush Limbaugh continues to mimic you and come towards you in such a way where you're saying the same thing. And if you alienate these people that are coming on board, he will co-opt this message and make it go off track. And I'm wondering why it seems reckless to me to sort of take that approach where you would, you know, even the Patriot movement itself, referring to it as pathetic and this, that, and the other. Sometimes I think you're so focused, so in the trenches, and so frustrated by the horrible things that are going on that maybe you need to...
You're absolutely right. I am a piece of crap. You're right. I agree with you.
Okay. That's just a request. I'm not demanding it, but I sure think it would help.
Well, I mean, just hold on a second. We're all pieces of garbage, but we're also, all of us, wonderful. We can reach for the heavens. We can also fall into hell. So certainly, I don't have all the answers, and I make a lot of mistakes. But I think if people feel like I'm insulting them when I say yuppies, I don't mean all yuppies. You can call me a yuppie. I'm an urban, you know, white professional or whatever. I'm talking about a certain type of yuppie who just doesn't care about anybody, even themselves, and just laugh about everything. I want to punch him in the nose. And when I talk about good cops, and I talk about bad cops. I know police are waking up. Believe me, I know. But when I also talk about cops, I'm talking about bad ones. You know, I mean, there are cops in Texas robbing people on the side of the highway. I mean, I don't enjoy that. Believe me, if I wanted to bash cops, I've got so much ammo, I could cram every second of every show with just new stuff they're doing. Because there's millions of cops, and there's a lot, you know, there's a lot of bad ones. So I specifically want to hold you over for 1 minute as we start the third hour, and I want you to tell me examples of what I do. Because God knows I do it, man. You know why, though, we're successful at waking folks up? Because it's real. I don't care when the New York Times or Wall Street Journal lies about me and attacks me. I don't care when people attack me on the internet anymore. I just don't care. And stay with me.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.